The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
Welcome to the Rack Extra Reviews right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're back with episode 10 of Ms. and Mrs. Y'all, I love this show. Just for the shenanigans, I love this show.
Tonight's show is an epic showdown. The Miz versus Boxes. Who wins?
His wife.
Her and her boxes. Spoiler alert, win.
So
go ahead.
So the premise of the episode is this. Maurice loves online shopping. Like, she's almost addicted to it. She orders everything from baby food to baby clothes to clothes for herself, for stuff for the house, all the things. She's an Amazonaholic. She orders everything online and has it delivered to the house, which honestly, you know, I respect that, especially groceries, because I hate going to the grocery store. You have Instacart in your area, you have grocery delivery in your area, it changes your goddamn life, because you're like, all of a sudden, I don't have to fight with 50 billion people in the grocery store. It's kind of awesome. So I respect her in that sense, that she's like, you know what, I have better things to do than go to the grocery store, so one click, boom, it's being sent to my house. Like, I completely, totally acknowledge her love of that. And, you know, I feel like he's a little misguided, because it's like, when you come home from being on the road for a week to 2 weeks, the last thing you want to do probably is go to the grocery store and run errands and do this all this other stuff. But I think for him, he doesn't want to break down boxes.
Especially on his days off.
Yep. So, essentially what this leads to is Miz is like, you know what? I can do this for 1 week. I can do this for 1 week, and I will prove to you that, you know what? You can get it all done, because he wants to do his NFL drafts and go to the grocery store and take care of the baby and do everything else without having to do online shopping.
Mm-hmm. He likes the fact that you can go shopping. That's a thing he likes to do. He likes to physically go and do it. That's his thing.
Yes. And side note, Maurice hates fantasy football. The man is legit in, like, 20 leagues.
Six, seven leagues. Yeah, 20 leagues, whatever it is. He's in a lot of them.
He's in a ton of leagues. And part of this is the Miz wants to go to Cleveland for essentially the friends and family draft. They hold it every year. He's never been able to go because he's always been busy. And they have a prize called the George, which is a wrestling title with his father's face on it. Miz has never won.
He has never won it.
He wants to win it. So he's very competitive. This year is going to be the year. And Maurice just is like, whatever. Don't care. Go get my groceries, goddammit. So then we get to the other side of this, which is Marjo does not know how to swim.
Yeah, she has a bathing suit, but it's only for tanning, not for swimming.
Respect. She learned at one point when she was younger, but her friends held her head under the water, and ever since then she doesn't want to swim. Which, again, don't see a problem in that, but for Ms. and Maurice, they want her comfortable in the water. They want her to, basically, if something is wrong with Monroe in the pool, like, or somehow she falls in the pool or she crawls in the pool or whatever and she can't swim, and Marjo's the only one there, then they need Marjo to be able to get in the pool and get Monroe out. And I have little doubt that if something were wrong with Monroe, Marjo would be right there.
Right, but they want to make sure she can actually, she'll be right there, but making sure she can help in the situation.
Yeah. So Miz tries to give her some basic swimming lessons. It doesn't go well. They all laugh about it, and yeah, basically Marjo's done with the pool. She's good. She'll stick her feet in, but she doesn't want to go swimming. Then we see Miz setting up his war room, which is an iPad, a phone, a laptop, magazines, everything for this first draft. He's super excited about it, right? It's, he's in his brown jersey. He's got all his intellect, all his intel. He's ready to go.
It's what you do. You get all your stuff together. You get all your research done, and you prepare, especially when money's on the line or championships on the line. You go all in for the draft. You make sure you've looked up all the stats. You know, you studied all the rankings. Trust me. I know.
You would.
I would. She's auto draft lady. I'm not. I actually...
because I'm usually busy when we auto draft. Or when we draft. I'm usually doing other stuff when we draft.
Not always.
Not always, but yeah. 9 times out of 10, I'm busy doing something else. So anyway.
Wouldn't it stop you anyhow? You just, all right, auto draft it. I don't care if I have five tickers.
I don't know anybody. I don't know what they're going to do. I've come to realize that, like, 9 times out of 10, when the experts are like, oh, this guy's going to be great, he doesn't do anything.
Yeah, Le'Veon Bell. Anyway.
Le'Veon Bell is a prime example of that. I hope now he's happy and he performs, because that would be very nice.
Also, everyone was like, hi, Eddie Lacy that 1 year, and then he was overweight and really didn't do much. Thanks, guys. Anyway, experts. Anyway, back to the show.
Anyway, back to this show. So, Biz is all ready. The draft is starting, and Maurice walks up and is like, hey, Moreau has like 3 diapers, so I need you to go to the store. And he's like, now? And she's like, yeah, right now, but I'm drafting. I don't care. Go to the store. You said you'd do it. Go to the store. So he's like, fine, I'll go to the store, I'll do my draft, I'll prove I can do you, and she's do it. And she's like, oh yeah, by the way, take Monroe with you, which infinitely complicates matters.
Yeah.
So basically her point is Miz doesn't have to go to the store if he really doesn't want to during his draft. He can do it on the phone and have it delivered. And Miz's point is, no, I can get it all done. So he is drafting from his phone, in the car, in the store, everywhere that he can do this. He'll pull over when he comes up on the clock in the car, he'll make the draft, and then he'll keep going. And about halfway, I guess, to the store, Maurice calls him and she's like, hey, did you forget something? He forgot the stroller.
I'll be fine. Totally fine. I can put it in the cart. We're good. We're good. Everything's fine. Nothing to worry about here.
And so, then, worse than that, worse than forgetting the stroller, he loses cell service as he gets deeper into Costco, which is a thing.
He's deep into Costco. He loses service and he's trying to draft and he can't make his pick. And then it's like, oh no, auto draft. The death to anyone doing a live draft. It's like, oh no, I missed it. By the way, the sounder they were using was great.
It was.
Throughout the
really
episode,
was.
It was tremendous.
So he's like, well, crap. So he comes home with his stuff, and Maurice is like, number one, she gives him crap for being an impulse shopper because, you know, he buys this robotic butler and clothes for Monroe and this and that and the other. And she's like, see, I'm not the only one that busts the lists and, you know, impulse shops. And he's like, this is different. He tries to justify the baby clothes by Monroe is growing.
Yeah, he bought all the cute stuff for her. That's what you do.
He's being a dad. Mm-hmm. Let him be a dad. Let him buy cute stuff for his daughter. So then she's like, well, and he bought this, like, basically this cream for Monroe's skin to prevent diaper rash. And it's a very specific brand. It's a very specific cream that you use on the baby. So Miz finds the Costco equivalent of it, and Maurice is like, no, this is not going to work. So they have a 5-minute conversation about butt paste.
French butt paste.
And he's like, fine, you know what? My next draft is getting ready to start. I will take care of the French butt paste. And about this point, Marjo drifts by in the pool in a paddle boat. How she got a paddle boat in the pool, I have no idea. But somehow, some way, she's in the pool with this paddle boat drinking a glass of wine. And Miz is like, WTF.
Yeah.
And she's like, what? I don't like to swim, but I like to be on the water. This way I can be on the water and not have to swim. It's perfect. I can be on a lake. I can be in the ocean. And Miz is like, or you can be in my pool. And she's like, yeah, whatever. So they all climb in and they almost go off the edge. And then Miz is like, you know what? Fine. Just keep your stuff. And so then he has to go get the French butt paste. And he's on the phone with his neighbor, who's also one of his friends, and he's basically explaining the situation. The guy's like, dude, why don't you just order it online?
But I'm trying to prove a point. Like, I could do it all. And then the neighbor has, here's a plan. There's a service that will deliver it to your house for you, but it's not like it's ordering, it gives it you right there and he can intercept it.
Right, so basically car 1, car 2, and car 3 are all going to show up. He's going to intercept the cars, get the stuff, then he's going to act and do his draft in between, and then that way he doesn't have to worry about Maurice finding out and he can win the bet, at least till she sees the show. So he's like, okay, alright, sounds like a plan. So that's what he does. He orders it and he intercepts car 1. Guy freaks out, they take the picture, intercepts car 2, gets the stuff, and then car 3 rolls up pretty close after to car 2. He doesn't catch her in time, and the chick rings the doorbell.
Mm-hmm.
And Maurice is like, what? What's going on? But Miz gets over, gets the butt cream. Basically, she's like, is this for you? And he's like, no, it's for my baby. And she's like, oh, well, I was going to tell you, you needed more if it was for you.
It's like, do I have a big ass or something?
So he's like, thanks, bye. And by this point, Maurice is already on her way up. And, well, he gets busted.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting in the car, intercepting other cars with the stuff. And she's basically like, this is why I do this. So you're not, so you can spend time with your family and you don't have to worry about trivial stuff and I don't have to worry about trivial stuff and we can just live our life. And that way it's less complicated. And he's like, yeah, you got a point. And basically he admits Maurice was right. But Maurice kind of feels bad because he's like, well, I have one more draft left. It's the one in Cleveland that he really wants to go to, but he's not going to go to because Maurice wants him there. And she's like, you know what? Go. She buys him a plane ticket.
He sort of guilt trips his way into going.
Yeah, he guilt trips his way into it. And she's like, and I mean, she's like, he's such a wonderful father. She can't begrudge him this. Mm-hmm. He's a great provider, great husband, great father. You know, he tries to do as much as he can for them. So it's like, you know what? I'm not going to begrudge you a boys trip, so go. And so he goes, and he surprises his boys in Cleveland, and they have a wonderful, marvelous time, apparently.
Mm-hmm. The dad showed up, he got to see the belt.
But he got to see his son.
More importantly, he got to see the belt. And the best thing is, Miz is like, I should do something for my wife. So he orders something online for his wife.
Oh no, it was not just something. He ordered her Louboutins and sent them to her as a thank you for the trip to Cleveland.
Like you do.
The shoes probably cost more than the plane ticket. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, without a doubt.
But he still got her a very nice thank you for essentially letting him go. But yeah, it was just a cute little episode.
Yeah.
I mean, not a lot happened, but it's progression, and it was just really cute. And again, I feel like this is more about them just living their lives versus, like, any kind of drama storyline that's going on in the show. It's just literally a day-to-day take on Ms. and Maurice and Marjo and Monroe. Yeah. The M's,
yeah, pretty much. And it's an awesome show. It's easy to watch, very enjoyable. We keep saying that every week, and we'll continue to say that every week.
Till we can't say it anymore, and then we'll be very sad.
Exactly.
But that won't be for 20 years, so it'll be fine.
Totally fine, fine, totally fine. Everything's fine.
So I think that does it for us. What do you think?
Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, twitch.tv/WGRLiPhone. Subscribe there. Use credit code RockTalk Fortnite item shop. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter. Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on most of the social media at Lins Ward, LNSWRD. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to the Rack Extra Reviews, episode 10 of Ms. and Mrs., and we will be back next week with episode 11. Till then.